This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Good day, Vic. How are you?
Morning, Kath. I'm very well, thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Always good to speak to you. You'll have Howard from next week, so you can breathe a sigh of relief. Vic, let's talk some of the stories. So there's a new law in Australia which is going to be featured at the United Nations. What's the law?
Now, the law is Section 93Z of the Crimes Act. And the reason why this is of direct relevance to us is that as CEO of New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, I had the privilege of leading a campaign for the last 3 years, which resulted in this law being coming to being. And just to go back one step, so what we're talking about is in 2014, 2015, 5, 6 years ago, we picked up an appalling video of an extremist leader giving a speech on the streets of Sydney calling for death to the Jew. And we lodged a complaint with the authorities at the time, and essentially nothing happened. And so we concluded that if you can give us on the streets of Sydney calling for violence, let alone death, against any group, whether that group be women, gays, Muslims, Vietnamese, or Jews, and the law does nothing, it puts everyone at risk. And so we also decided that this was a whole of society issue, not just a Jewish issue. And so we put together a coalition. We called it Keep New South Wales Safe. And the campaign was called Keep New South Wales Safe. Sydney's in the state of New South Wales. And over the next 3 years, I had around 200 meetings with members of parliament, with think tanks, media interviews, television, radio, newspapers, online. And we put a proposal to the government which said, if you incite violence on the basis of race, religion, gender, sexual preference, that is a crime right there. You shouldn't wait for someone to act on it, which is what the previous law was saying.
Right.
It took, as I say, 3 years for this to come about. When the bill first went to the cabinet, they threw it out, completely threw it out, and had to recalibrate the campaign. And 6 months later, the bill was passed, it became law, and it's now law on the statute here in New South Wales. So that's the background, and just yesterday I was notified that the United Nations, they're having a focus on counterterrorism, on racism, anti-racism, etc. And they've heard about, not only about this law, but the campaign and what went into bringing it about. And so yesterday I was approached and asked to prepare a video presentation to be screened at the United Nations about how this law came about, and so that ideally everyone should have such a law. And so it's great recognition for the Jewish community here. Not many communities can claim legislative reform, and obviously the beneficiaries are every single person who lives here, whether it be a baby, whether it be an elderly person in any color, shape, or size.
Amazing. So, well done. Well done to you and your team, Vic.
Thank you. I'll take it, because it was, like I said, 200 meetings over 3 years. It was a big deal. It really was a big deal.
I think it's still a big deal. Well done. Well done to you. Let's talk about UNRWA, the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East. That's UNRWA. Australia has halved its contribution. Why?
So the answer to that is, so anyone who's followed UNRWA, that the whole United Nations on itself is a farce, and that's putting it very nicely. And UNRWA, I don't know if people know, but the last time I checked, that is a staff of around 30,000. So there's obviously a self-interest in perpetuating the fiction that Palestinian people are still refugees. Now, a tiny percent might still be refugees way back from 47, 48, which is, you know, 75 years ago. But I don't know if people, and some people obviously will know this, that the United Nations, Palestinian refugees is the only group where people are still classified as refugees, not just if they were left or kicked out in 47, 48, but their descendants ad infinitum. So there are people living here in Sydney, Australia, whose great-grandfathers were expelled or left or kicked out of one of the above areas in what's now Israel in 1947-48, and the people living here are counted among the Palestinian refugees. It's a farce. And so UNRWA, like I say, has a vested interest in perpetuating this fiction. You've got 30,000 jobs right there. And Australia has recognized that, while of course there is a genuine need to help the people in Gaza, et cetera, and that obviously is a humanitarian need. Australia has been giving $20 million annually to UNRWA for the Palestinian refugee cause, and now it's just taken a decision days ago, cut that to $10 million. The sad thing is that there are genuine needs, social services, healthcare, schooling in Palestine, in Gaza, in the West Bank, etc. But it's no secret that so much of these funds go to weapons, what have you, you know, which gets by Israel. So, and people, well, certainly Australia has seemingly recognized that, and that's taken this decision.
So interesting. I mean, my question is, why fund them at all? I know you say that because there's genuine need, but surely there are genuine organizations who would ensure that $10 million would actually reach the people that it's destined for.
Well, you know, in an ideal world, that's surely what the United Nations should be about. And if one takes a minute to look at the Human Rights Council, which should be the epicenter of human rights, you know, the authority on human rights. And it's a sick joke, and I don't know if people know this, but every single time Human Rights Council, United Nations Human Rights Council meets, there are two permanent items in the agenda. Agenda item 4 and agenda item 7.
Mm-hmm.
One is about human rights abuses perpetrated by Israel, and the other is about human rights abuses perpetrated by the other 192 countries at the United Nations. So it literally separates Israel and the rest of the world. And that's the Human Rights Council. And there's so much more there. It's a sad joke. It should be the arbiter of human rights. And, but.
Vic, that is where we leave it. Thank you so much. And by the way, did you look into Kashrut and the Beth Din? Remember we were speaking last week?
I do remember, and I must confess, I haven't got around to it, but it is on my to-do list, and I do solemnly undertake to do that.
All right, listen, we understand. You've been a little busy, you know, passing laws and getting them featured at the United Nations. Anyway, well done to you, Vic. Really well done to you. And we wish you a wonderful day. Always good to speak to you. God bless. Bye-bye. That's Vic Aladef. He is the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. We speak to him here on 101.9 High FM every week, every Tuesday morning, and he gives us the Australia Report.